everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Denise Kovach, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. And they're taking your phone calls this morning at 844-580-9326. Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
All right, we are here, and you said we're taking your calls this morning, so we're all right on cue here.
That's right there on this absolutely gorgeous Central Florida Saturday morning kickstart to the day. I think it may be a little cool, but as the afternoon comes along, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous weekend. So it is a perfect weekend to start thinking. The last day of October. It's October 31st. It is Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. Woo-hoo. And I can't think of anything more scary than this 2020 season, but the unknown financial future of 2021. And isn't that what we're doing on the radio today, Joe? Helping people battle the unknown as we come into 2021.
Clear up the financial mind fog. We go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, and kind of hope it all comes together when we're 55 years old and we're staring retirement right down the line, and perhaps we haven't done any planning. As Certified Financial Planners, Denise and I and 10 other Certified Financial Planners at Certified Financial Group provide investment management and financial planning for a fee on Saturday morning, though we are here absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, anything, decisions that you're trying to make about an IRA, about a mutual fund, about an annuity, about life insurance, about reverse mortgages, all that and more, we are here to take your calls. And the good news for you is the lines are absolutely wide open. So if you have any questions about anything that's on your mind regarding your personal finances, as we've been doing now for over 30 years, we are here to take your calls. And if you have any questions, I guarantee you there's probably 15 or 20 other folks that have the same thought, the same problem, the same issue. They just can't get to the phone. So we make it real easy for you. All you have to do is pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. We also got the open mic. Go ahead and download the WDBO app. Click open the open mic. Hit record. Ask your question. We'll get it into the system here. We'll play it on the air, and we'll have the planners answer your question on the open mic. You guys know how the open mic works. You love it. It's absolutely it's fun. It's easy, and you get to hear your voice on the radio and don't have to have a phone call and hear your voice at the same time. It's quite exciting. All right. Topic of the day, steps to take after your spouse passes away. Denise Kovach.
Well, you know, I hate talking about mortality, but it's a part of life.
And it's Halloween.
Yeah, it is. The death of your spouse comes with a period of unimaginable grief. But at the same time, there's going to be many legal and financial obligations that you'll need to take care of first. First, you want to take the time to grieve and then maybe reach out to a trusted family member or your financial advisor to help you sort these things out. In fact, Joe, I'm sure you have instances where when you meet with prospective clients and even clients that, you know, the man especially, because men typically pass away prior to the wife, they typically say, you know, Denise, when I'm not here, I want you to take care of my wife, you know, so I'm a one-stop shop and help guide.
You know, I'm seeing a lot of that myself. I don't know if it's the age of our listeners or what it might be, but it's, yeah, they come in and they say, you know, I realize I've been doing this all myself all these years, and I don't want to leave Henrietta to the wolves when I pass on, and we want to develop a relationship, and we know who you people are. You've been around a long time. You have a good reputation. So we want to make the introduction, and this way, when the time comes for me to no longer be here, she will not have to worry about running around and trying to figure all this stuff out.
Right.
So we feel honored, very honored, that we've had many, many listeners over the years from Central Florida come to us. And, of course, you never know who's going to go first, but statistically, unfortunately, us guys go first. That's just the way it is.
And it's not our fault,
no,
okay?
No, it's okay. It's whatever you say. But statistically, that's just the way the numbers work. So, yeah, we're honored to do that. But go ahead with your...
Sure. Well, first and foremost, don't make any life-changing decisions. You may think it might be reasonable to, you know, sell your home or other property or make additional purchases or investments even. Give yourself time to grieve. Just do it. You're going to want to obtain certified copies of the death certificates, and the funeral home can help you do that. You'll need to prove the passing of your spouse to claim benefits, you know, to switch accounts over into your name, titles into your name, and so forth. I'd ask for a dozen or so, and you know, they come short and they come long.
You're talking about the death certificate.
Absolutely. Right. You've got 8.5 by 11, then you've got 8.5 by 14. And the difference is the longer form needs to go to insurance companies. They require the
cause of death.
Yeah, exactly. So have both of those available, and that will help you go forward there. You're going to want to assess your cash flow, okay? Make a list of your income sources and write down your expenses. And, of course, separate a list of your discretionary costs, such as gift and travel. You just need to have an eye on that. You want to speak with your spouse's employer if he or she was employed, because there could be some benefits that you're entitled to, whether it's a 401k, whether it's life insurance, whether it's health insurance. So you need to talk with somebody there to make sure you're not missing out on something at the office. You want to claim a Social Security benefit. A widow or a widower is entitled to a survivor benefit that's equal to 100% of the deceased. It's easy for me to say. Spouse benefit, as long as the survivor waits until full retirement age to collect. Otherwise, a reduced survivor benefit can be applied for as early as 60 or even 50 if you're disabled. You want to notify Medicare and other health insurance companies that you will no longer pay the premiums because there's nobody there to pay them for.
Right.
And if you can't find a life insurance policy, or if you think there may be one, you know, lingering out there, go through the checkbook. See if there's anything that's a check that's been written to a life insurance policy or a debit that's come out, and then contact the insurance company. You're going to want to obviously make sure you pay bills and for the credit cards, for your utilities and so forth. And gather financial records and begin transferring assets into your name. But take your time. I mean, some people are capable of doing this right away. Some people aren't. And it's all right to take your time. But one thing you want to do is make sure you have a money market account or a checking account that is still in both of your names for 6 months to a year. Because if you've got a straggling payment coming in of some sort, you need somewhere to deposit that. So don't close a joint account for a while.
And these are all the things we deal with day in and day out with our clients. Fortunately, having so many clients over the years, you know, the mortality is keeps kicking in. And we have a lot of experience in walking our clients through all the things that you talked about. But I think the most important thing is that you don't make any rash decisions.
Absolutely.
You know, oftentimes, mom will want to sell the house right away and go live with the kids, you know, and leave the state, leave her community, leave her friends, leave her church, so on and so forth. And then gets up there and finds out maybe it isn't quite what I thought it would be. And then she has to make some other tough decisions.
Sure.
So the most important thing is let time pass. Give yourself 6 months, a year. And then work your way through it. So once again, this is what we do as Certified Financial Planners. It's not just about the money, but it's really taking care of our clients and dealing with those issues. And I see we've got a couple of calls there, Kyle, so let's fire it up.
We do. Let's do it. If you want to get on the line, it's 844-580-9326. Again, 844-580-9326. And John in Longwood's going to kick us off this morning. John, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. Just a couple questions on 401k. First thing, I guess, is there ever really a bad time to take a loan out on a 401k? I have a healthy 401k, and I was looking at possibly taking a loan, not maxing it out or nothing like that, taking a small loan because I know that the interest rate pays back to yourself. And I've checked with the company that I'm with, and it's a small fee to produce a loan. But other than that, I don't see a downside to it. And I was curious on what your opinion may be on that.
Well, it's okay, but depending on what the purpose is.
The purpose is to take care of just some small balances on maybe a credit card or something like that. You know, I'm not thinking about maybe like a $10,000, you know, just to smooth things out. It'll be a steady payment coming out of the pay where it's coming from, and it wouldn't put me in any bad position or like that. It'd be kind of like streamlining, I suppose.
I'm sorry, John, to interrupt, but are they high interest rate credit cards?
No, ma'am. No, I'm not behind on anything. There's nothing like that. I was just toying with the idea on doing the loan. I don't really have to do it. I'm not under the gun or anything. It just seemed like a financial option that I could do something with. And I was just wondering if it was a good idea, bad idea. kind of like in that area.
Well, the downside is when you take it out of your 401k, you lose the earnings on whatever money that you're taking out. And you're paying yourself back. You're acting as your own bank. I would not be opposed to it, as perhaps you're going to do is to clean up some credit card debt and get that behind you. But the last thing you want to do is borrow from your 401k to use it for, you know, discretionary spending like buying a big screen TV or taking a vacation, because your 401k is really designed for your retirement, and that's all you're going to have when you retire in addition to Social Security. So there's no real downside to it. And the other thing you got to keep in mind, though, if you don't pay the loan back when you leave the company, it becomes due, and if you don't pay it back, you have to pay taxes plus a penalty depending on your age. So you want to be careful there, but you can do it, and most plans offer that ability.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I was just, overall, it seems like it's probably not the greatest idea, but I was curious on what your opinion was, because you have a lot more experience in this than I do.
Well, once again, if you need it for an emergency kind of situation, that's one thing. If you need it to improve your financial situation, as we said, is to reduce some high interest rate debt, that's not a bad idea as well. But to use it to just frivolously certainly makes no sense at all. All right.
That's kind of what I was asking. Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too, John. Thank you for the call.
All right, John. Yes, thanks so much. If you want John's line, it's 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. A lot of people looking at the 401k loan question a lot these days as uncertainty. But, you know, if you have a job right now, and that 401k, and you lose it, you get laid off, yep, it's all due back at the exact same time. That's very important, because I think a lot of people are looking down that, and they don't realize that that's the caveat to that.
That's correct.
Yeah. So that's just, I know a couple of people that, you know, we always talk about people that call up and ask questions. I know the same exact people that have asked me that question just this week. So that is on everybody's mind this week, this 401k loan. So
there you go.
And hopefully we educated everybody. Well, I'm looking at the clock here. We're coming up on the three big things you need to know. So I want to give the phone number one more time in case you want to get behind Christine and Bob, who are up next. 844-580-9326. And not only are we on the radio here every Saturday on WDBR, the Certified Financial Group has many different ways to connect to them throughout the week and even on the weekend at their office at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs. And one of my favorite ways is the workshops. I believe we got some upcoming workshops.
Yes, we do.
We've got one coming up, I was going to say this month. We're almost in November.
Right.
On the 14th of November. And yeah,
18 more hours.
Well, it's going to be a virtual webinar. Gary Abley in our office is going to be doing that. And it's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So if you're interested, go to our website, financialgroup.com, go to workshops, and sign up right there.
And the topic is?
Healthcare. That is important, isn't it?
All of our workshops are good. they may have a special interest in this one.
Healthcare options and retirement. And this particular workshop seems to be the most popular. He packs the house with that one.
Yeah, this is when you reach age 65, your mailbox explodes with stuff from Medicare. You want to figure out plan A, B, C, D, F, G, whatever it might be. Gary is a specialist in this. He's a certified financial planner. In addition to being a CPA, he knows the stuff inside and out. He does not sell Medicare supplements, but he knows the answer. So I would highly encourage you, if you are near age 65, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, and make a reservation. He needs to send you some material beforehand. So please do that if you have an interest in it, and we hope to see you there.
And we have people in the office right now ready to take your phone call.
Yes, we do. Chris Toadvine is taking calls off the air at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTORS if you're executing a legal document. Chris is also a certified financial planner and has a master's degree in financial planning, so he's got a lot of horsepower as well. And if this line is busy, please leave him a message, and he promises to get back to you.
It's simple.
That's simple.
We have been planning tomorrow.
Today.
And we'll continue to do it all the way up until 10 o'clock right here on WDBO. Time to get the three big things you need to know.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO's Ask the Experts weekend. We are here with Joe Burton, Denise Kovach, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. And we're taking your calls at 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. 626. We are 6 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic. Until then, let's get back to our phone lines here. Talk to Bob in Orlando. Bob, good morning. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, Bob.
Hey, Bob. Where'd you go, Bob?
Appreciate everything y'all do. You got a good show there and everything. You there?
Thank you very much. What's up?
Hello. Okay. Yeah, so I got two quick ones if you can help. Can you kind of give a breakdown of what is would be required to be a client? Like, is there a certain dollar amount? Is there a certain accounts that you would need, you know, for either help managing or just to invest, that type of thing? And I also have one for Denise. If I believe that you are kind of a good expert on Social Security, are you aware of the military service credit? Okay, good. If you're aware of the military service credit extra that I would be getting from the time I was in, I've been talking to Chris about it, and he wasn't aware, and I sent a link, and I just wanted to know if you were aware of that also.
You know, I have a book that's this thick in my office. It's nothing but Social Security, and I'm sure that's in there, and I'd be happy to research that for you, but off the top of my head, that's not something I can answer.
Okay.
So if you want to shoot me an email, I'd be happy to.
The link.
Hmm?
Okay. Okay, I can do that if you'd like. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's Denise at financialgroup.com, and I'll get that answer right out to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And to answer your second question, we work with people that are working toward retirement, at or near retirement. Generally, a minimum investment, $100,000 plus. Oftentimes, our clients are substantially more than that. But our job, Bob, is to help people get to where. First of all, we're not credit counselors. So if you have credit issues, we have resources to direct you to. But that is the bare minimum that we will work with folks with. We work with people that have that much or more in their 401ks. We have the ability to manage somebody's 401k while it still stays with your employer. You give us the credentials, and then we go into your 401k and make the modifications and things that need to be done based on what your risk tolerance is and time horizon. We monitor that to always be sure that you're on track there. We do financial planning and investment management for a fee. We work with our clients as fiduciaries. Everybody in the office, in addition to being a certified financial planner, is also an accredited investment fiduciary. And that simply means that we're working for you on your behalf. We are on your side of the table. What else can I answer for you?
Well, let me add that, you know, we are AIFs, the accredited investment fiduciaries, but our firm is what?
CFIX certified. Yeah, there's a distinction there. Anybody can call us. First of all, a lot of people on the radio today, everybody is a fiduciary. And we put it in writing for our clients. As certified financial planners, we are required to work with you as a fiduciary. There's nothing in the rules that say, you know, in order for me to tell you I'm a fiduciary, I've got to have X, Y, and Z proof that I'm a fiduciary. Like I said, anybody can call themselves a fiduciary, and you don't know whether or not they're really working for you. At Certified Financial Group, we put it in writing in our agreements with our clients that we will, in fact, work with you as a fiduciary. And as Denise said, in addition to our individuals being accredited investment fiduciaries, our firm has been certified by the Center for Fiduciary Excellence for fiduciary compliance. And it's a distinction that's held by fewer than 1% of investment advisory firms in the country. And we're very proud of that distinction. So, you know, working with a fiduciary, there's no guarantees. Investment world is full of ups and downs and sideways movements. Our job is to be sure that you always have quality in your portfolio, that you're well diversified. And our job is to get you to and through your retirement years. We're not trying to beat any index. We're not trying to beat the S&P 500. We're not stockbrokers. If you don't come to us trying to find the next Yahoo or Google, because that's not our shtick. We do with our money the same thing we do with our clients' money, and that's using best-in-class, no-load mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, low cost. And we have access to investments that generally the public can't get on their own. We can get you in high-quality, institutionally managed funds that have very, very low fees simply because the amount of money that we manage for our clients overall as a firm. We've been doing it for over 40 years. We've been on WDBO here for over 30 years, and we are the only firm in town that is staffed exclusively by certified financial planner professionals. We have an office in Altamont Springs, and we now have a location down in the Windermere area, down on off of Conroy Road. So you can go to our website and find that as well. I know that's a long commercial, and I appreciate the opportunity to tell you what we do. But oftentimes people come in our office and said, you know, I really didn't know that much about you until I went to your website and so on and so forth. So if you want to learn more about us, what we do and how we do it, you can go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com.
You forgot one thing, the Financial Times. Top 300 firms in the country. We are in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very proud of that.
We need to be mentioning that more. I don't get enough of that there. But yes.
That's your job, Kyle.
Yes, I know. It's a good one. I need to be coming out with it every time. Well, we're coming up on the latest news, weather, and traffic here. So, Bob, thanks so much for your phone call. If you want Bob's line, it's 844-580-9326. We've got a big, long segment coming up. Plenty of time to get everybody who calls in's question answered. 844-580-9326. Tammy and Claremont, hang on the line. You're going to be first up when we get the latest news, weather, and traffic with Dave Wall over in the WDBO newsroom. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group. Welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO's Ask the Experts weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Denise Kovach, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, doing what they've been doing for the past 30 years here on WDBO, taking your phone calls at 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326. And Joe, we always have new people listening to the radio station, and we always have new people joining us during the latest news, weather, and traffic. So for them, why don't we give you a quick reset of what they can call you about this morning?
Well, Denise and I are here to take the calls that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. As Certified Financial Planner Professionals, Denise and I and 10 other Certified Financial Planners in Altamont Springs and now down in the Conroy area work with our clients for a fee, providing investment advice and financial planning. But on Saturday morning, we are here absolutely free to answer questions that you might have regarding your long-term health care, IRAs, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, even Social Security. So Denise is our Social Security expert, so we're glad to have her here this morning. But these are the things that, you know, we stumble through life and make good decisions, make bad decisions, and wake up one day and find what we might have is a collection of financial accidents. So we're your financial body shop, if you will. We'll take out the bondo, patch you up, and get you on the way. And there's no question that's too inane, something that you might be thinking about. I guarantee you there's probably six or seven people out there that are thinking the same thing this morning. So pick up the phone. We got a couple of lines open, and all you have to do is dial these numbers, and we'll be glad to talk with you.
844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. You can also get the open mic on the WDBO app or watch us online. You can watch, go to facebook.com, click on the Money Podcast in the search bar, go up to the page and be able to watch the show. And then if you missed any show whatsoever, you can always go back and watch the archives, any other show, any question you may have missed. That's all it's there for. All great service of the Certified Financial Group. And I believe there's somebody in the office right now, Joe.
Right now, Chris Todvine is taking calls off the air. You can reach him at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTES if you're executing a legal document. Chris is also a certified financial planner and has a master's degree in financial planning, and he'd be glad to take your calls. If the line is busy, please leave a message, and he promises to get back to you this morning.
Tammy in Claremont. Tammy, you're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Tammy.
Morning, y'all. Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for calling. What's up?
I have a question regarding a surviving spouse's ability to claim the other spouse's benefit upon the death of the other spouse, considering that the other spouse had a higher benefit. The surviving spouse has already started collecting their own benefit. So,
and the deceased spouse had a higher benefit?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your question is?
Can he change from his own benefit to claim her benefit or not?
Tammy, let me ask you this. Yes, the bottom line is yes, but how old is this person?
67.
Okay, so she, I'm presuming a female?
The survivor is a female?
No, ma'am. Sorry. The survivor is a male.
Okay. So He's 67, so he is full retirement age. So if the other benefit, which is 50, which is the benefit that the spouse was taking when she passed away, is greater than the benefit he's taking right now, absolutely switch over to it.
Okay. Do you know the process of how to do that? He does not have internet. He doesn't know if the Social Security offices are open due to the pandemic.
I don't have the phone number on me, but if you have access to online, just look up ssa.gov, and there's a phone number there, and then there's a list of offices, and you can call that number that you see and find out if any office is open, if that's what he would like to do. But definitely they would be able to help him on the phone.
You could do it by telephone. Be prepared for perhaps a long wait, but you can get it done. Be sure you have Social Security numbers and birth dates and date of death and all that information, as opposed to having to look it up and then call back. So
marriage certificate.
Right. Does that help you, Tammy?
Okay. Okay. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for the call. Have a great day.
All right, Tammy. Thanks so much. If you want Tammy's line, it's 844-580-9326. That is 844-580-WDBO. Very simple to remember. Also, we have the open mic on the WDBO app. We'll get to those in just a moment. I got an email question here for Denise Kovach. I got an RMD from my IRA in the form of stock. I later sold the shares. Can I contribute the proceeds and treat it as a rollover?
Well, Kyle, that can't be done, because that doing so would violate the little-known rule that when doing an IRA rollover, you must roll over the same property that you originally received from the account. So if you took an RMD of, 90 shares of stock, those 90 shares must be put back regardless of any gains or losses. So nope.
Yeah, so let's kind of recap that for our clients. So you took an RMD, you had stock in your IRA, you took the RMD as stock, and now you've got these shares, you've sold it, and you want to take that amount of cash and roll it over within the 60 days. And as Denise said, can't do it.
You've
got to roll over like to like, same to same, and that's just the way it is. Yep.
All right, good question here. That's the only question I have here. Do you have any more there, Denise?
Well, I get asked sometimes about, from clients about their 401ks. They're not happy with the investment options that are available with the plan, because they may not be quality. They may only have two or four or five different options. So they're like, is there something that I can do? And I'm like, well, if you're age 59 and a half or older, and the plan document for that 401k allows it, you can do what is called an in-service distribution. And, what that allows someone to do is to roll over some of their 401k balance into an IRA, where they have many more investment options and professional management by Joe or myself or one of the other planners. And they can still contribute to that 401k. So I had one of my clients roll over X amount of dollars and kept contributing, and about a year later he'd roll over X amount of dollars, kept contributing, and a year later roll over X amount of dollars.
Sure.
So, for those of you who are limited or frustrated by your investment options or the plan itself, an in-service distribution may make sense for you.
And it oftentimes makes a lot of sense if you're in one of those plans that are offered by insurance companies, because of the fees that are embedded in the plan, and you might think that the plan is for free, but we can show you 9 times out of 10 where the fees are a lot higher than what you think they are. And by rolling it out into an IRA, once again, totally tax-free, it opens up the world of investments to you, and also professional management. So if you have any interest in that, that's what we do at Certified Financial Group for our clients. And if your plan does not allow, as Denise said, what's called an in-service distribution, we have the ability to manage the money when it is in the plan, and we can do that for our clients as well, and blend it with other investments that you have outside the plan. So you put together a whole portfolio that is comprehensive. One thing I wanted to mention, though, Kyle, we talked about this last week, and it's getting a lot of traction. I remember Chris Toadvine was on and talking about annuities and how many annuities, how many trillions of dollars of annuities are out there. And unfortunately, there have been a lot of these annuities that have been sold at these lunch and dinner seminars that are very expensive, or people have annuities that they no longer have the need for the when they originally bought that annuity. We're doing an annuity rescue plan. And what this is looking at what your current annuity is and looking on how that can be improved without it costing you anything, in fact, costing you less in the long term than what you're currently paying. So if you have any interest in that annuity rescue plan, give Chris Todvine a call right now. You can reach him at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTE, and he'll be glad to talk to you about that. But we're really seeing some interesting things happening with that because of the fees that are embedded in those annuities that you're not aware of, and now you can put it on a new platform, a new chassis, if you will, that has less fees attached to it, and it'll give you better performance, so oftentimes better investment options. So once again, if you have an interest in that, give Chris a call right now at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE.
Well, I want to add to that, just this past week, one of my clients, well, he received a letter from his annuity company stating, well, you're a little older now, and you have what is called an annuity commencement date, which is a maturity of an annuity, okay? And sometimes they can be extended. Oftentimes they can, but because of his age, it couldn't happen.
Uh-huh.
So they're saying you can annuitize, which you lose control of your money if you do that, and he didn't need the income,
mm-hmm,
right?
Right.
Or take the money and run.
Cash it out and pay the taxes.
Yeah, well, he's had this annuity since 1991.
Mm-hmm.
He invested $70,000, and it's worth now $400,000.
Uh-huh.
What kind of tax situation do you think he's going to have if he withdrew it?
Not very good.
So through this program, this rescue program, we were able to find another life insurance company that would offer him at his age a similar investment, whereas now he's got another 10 years until his age 100 before that maturity
uh-huh.
comes up. So we've saved him all those taxes.
Right.
We've reduced his expenses,
mm-hmm.
plus before the death benefit was premium, which was $70,000.
Mm-hmm.
So God forbid the market went down to $65,000 and he died, then the beneficiary would get $70,000. Well, now, guess what? The death benefit is $400,000.
Wow, there you go.
So if it goes down below, you know, of course, minus withdrawals, but if the value goes down to $350,000 and he passes, the beneficiary gets $400,000.
So you've just bought another 10 years to do some planning.
You got it.
Yeah, nothing worse than being under the gun. You get that letter from the insurance company. They say, time is up. You got 30 days to make a decision. What do you want to do? And and you're staring down the barrel of this big tax thing. And this is what we do. This is what the benefit that we have of working with our clients of using no-load annuities, annuities that don't have sales charges or commissions built into them. And you can do some really interesting things with it. So once again, if you want some more information on that annuity bailout rescue program, give Chris Todvine a call right now at our office at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE, and he'll be glad to chat with you and tell you what you need to do. And we'll see if we can't get you something better than what you currently have at no additional cost. In fact, less cost than what you're currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's a good thing.
Yep.
We got a couple of phone lines open, 844-580-9326. Again, 844-580-9326. And I believe Chris Todvine's at the office, Joe.
He is. So once again, you could reach him at 407-869-9800. Chris is a certified financial planner in addition to having a master's degree in financial planning, so he'd be glad to take your call. And if the line is busy, please leave him a message, and he promises to get back to you before the morning is over.
All
yes,
right.
Yes.
And let me say, we know we record this program. It's once again re-aired at 5 p.m., so if you're listening at 5 p.m., you can also use that number and leave a message for Chris, and he'll get back to you as well. So we're full service here on Saturdays for our WDBO listeners.
I keep forgetting that. We are back on the air at 5 p.m.
Yep, back on the air at 5 p.m., and we are.
Yeah, and you can easily reach them just as easily as you can here on Saturday morning, and they'll be back next Saturday as well. So if you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour and you want to talk to them live on the air is live 9 to 10 a.m. here on WDBO. So same station earlier in the morning. Or you can just go to Facebook, facebook.com, GoneTheMoneyFL, click the reminders, and it'll pop up there as well if you're home at your device. Plenty of different ways to connect to the show. But we're coming up on the three big things you need to know, so I want to get the phone number one more time, 844-580-9326. It is our last segment, last chance to get your question answered, and we'll plan tomorrow.
today
with a certified financial group right here on WDBO. Final segment of On the Money with a certified financial group. We've only got 4 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic. So let's get right back to our busy phone lines. Talk to Paul in Orlando. Paul, you're on with the certified financial group. Hello.
Morning, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
So, got a question. So I'm a business broker, so a 1099 contractor, and I was wondering what's the maximum I-401k contribution I can do this year with between my myself, my contribution, and my match?
On a 401k, how old are you?
It's a 62. It's an I-401k.
Oh, okay. You yeah.
Solo
you,
401k.
So you can do the 19.5 plus the 6,500, $26,000.
$26,000.
And
profit sharing.
Profit sharing on top of that to get you up over $50,000 if you set it up right.
It's up over 60. That's including the catch up.
Catch up. Yes.
Yeah, I think it was. I did like 67 or something last year. So.
Yep.
I thought it was 63
okay.
last year.
Cool, and then. Part two of that question is, can I take last year's contribution and roll that out into an IRA?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
More choices on investments.
Well, then you need to come to see us.
Exactly.
Sounds like you have a straitjacket single 401k. We have the ability to have all the investment options that are out there in the 401ks we put together. So come see us. We'd be glad to fix that up for you. Mm-hmm. But you shouldn't be limited on what you have. Chances are you're with a mutual fund company, and you're restricted to just their brand mutual funds. But I think we can offer you something a little bit better. Yep.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, same to you. Thanks for the call,
Paul. Let's get to Janet and Kissimmee. Janet, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Hi, Janet.
Good morning.
Hello. Thank you. I love the show.
Thank you.
In regards to my traditional IRA, which I took long before there were Roth IRAs, I'm currently in my mid-70s. I've received RMDs for a couple times around already. And so my question is in regards to designating a beneficiary. I'd hate to put the name of my favorite charity on that at the end, but and then have it go down to nothing. So it's all about the structure. I realize it's based on the stock market performance because my RMD goes up 1 year and goes down another year. So the basic philosophy behind it is what I'm trying to get my mind around. And in regards to if I put down my favorite charity and there ends up being nothing left, is it meant to go down to practically nothing by age 100 if somebody should live that long? Or what is the basic philosophy behind that?
You mean in is it designed to be down to zero depending on how long you live?
Correct.
Yeah, the IRS tables, I think, is now out to 126. You have to have drain the account by age 126.
Oh, well, I'm sure that'll happen along the way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I was just concerned about that. Should I count on it being sort of X amount of dollars, or will it end up being down to nothing? And then I think, well, I'll be gone at that time, but then I'll think, well, you know, it'll be a mistake for somebody to find out they weren't beneficiary.
Well, if it's down to nothing, then you're invested in the wrong thing.
Right, yeah.
And we're in a trying time, right?
Give us a call or call our office right now at 407-869-9800 to continue the conversation. Chris Todvine, we'd be glad to talk to you. And we want to say a heartfelt thanks to Mr. Kyle Cassander, who's been with us for many, many years, signing off with us. And we appreciate all the kindness and work that you've put together to make On the Money such a great show, Kyle. We appreciate all your efforts over the years.
Mr. Kyle, thanks so much.
It was my pleasure, guys. Thank you for being so awesome to work with. And I will be around, so hopefully get to see you. But these guys will be back here next Saturday at 9 a.m. here on WDBO. And I will see you later. Sorry for the latest news, weather, and traffic here on WDBO.